You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, the Hot Commodity, Ian C. I'm joined by my friend and co-host. Introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Christian. I haven't been on the last couple of episodes. Been really busy with work and school and shit, but happy to be here. Dude, I was at work watching this fucking episode of SmackDown, and it was, I mean, I liked it. Ray came back. The Rock took up 40 minutes of the fucking show.
Yeah. I was watching it with the
Randy Orton. I got to see Randy. Like, come on.
Randy Orton, yeah, he looked good. At one point in my notes, it's funny that you mentioned how long the Rock talked, because in my notes, I put like whenever a segment or a match ends, I draw a line underneath it to show that like that's the end of it. And so like the Rock's talking, and I put a line, and I'm like, oh no, he's still going. He's gonna keep it going. So this is a recovering WWE Friday Night SmackDown from March 1st, 2024, live in Glendale, Arizona. And the Bloodline come out, just Roman, Solo, Jimmy, and Paul. Roman says, Glendale, Arizona, acknowledge me. The Rock comes out. The Rock says, Cody, you want to challenge The Rock? The Rock says, no. There ain't no way you're Rudy Poo. You're ready for Rock's heaven. Cody Rhodes, you think you're tough. Are you an idiot? We are businessmen. We have a counter offer for you. The biggest tag team match ever in the history of WrestleMania. Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes versus The Rock and Roman Reigns. If you two jabronis beat us on night one, then the Bloodline cannot be involved in night two of WrestleMania. If we win, it will be Bloodline rules, and The Rock will brash your brains in with a chair, and it will be legal. You next week in Dallas. If you don't accept it, the world knows The Rock will do everything to make sure you don't get the title. The Rock is your boss. There ain't nobody back there to stop me. If you don't accept, we will end your story tragically. Roman says, I'll do anything for my family, but I need this one thing. Acknowledge me. And The Rock looks at Roman and he says, Roman Reigns, my family, I acknowledge you as my tribal chief. They shake hands and hug. And The Rock says, we will do anything for family. Now go home and smoke some more crack if you smell. And then Roman takes a microphone.
Camera's going off for a second, guys. I'm changing real quick.
Totally cool. And Roman interrupts and says, what the Bloodline is cooking. So we have the match laid out there, the challenge set. Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes versus The Rock and Roman Reigns. If Cody and Seth wins, Bloodline is banned from ringside for Cody to get that match against Roman. Yep. But if Roman and The Rock win, it will be Bloodline rules. So we've been talking about this for weeks about, you know, the trailer for WrestleMania showing these four guys facing off. I assumed it was going to be a tag match. What do you think, knowing that this is the direction that they're going in? Are you happy that this is what they're doing?
Okay. I don't know how I feel about it, right? I'm just going to give my initial thoughts, not necessarily my feelings, because I don't know. I don't understand. Okay, so The Rock comes out, right? Takes up 40 minutes of the show, whatever, to challenge for a match that we all assume already happened or was going to happen. Why? I don't understand. Because if The Rock is saying, if you two win, the Bloodline will be banned from ringside. Well, it's kind of like, okay, now The Rock and Roman have a legit chance of losing. And that's bad. Because why the fuck are you going to have first off, you don't want to have Roman Reigns get pinned. I didn't like it when he got pinned by Jey Uso. I hated it. Well, don't have the guy who you build your fucking brand, the biggest wrestling company in the fucking world, the guy that you built it around for the last three fucking years, don't have him get pinned. If he gets pinned, it should be against the person who beats him for the title, which in this case probably is going to be Cody Rhodes. It should not be Roman Reigns taking the pin. Now, you're going to say, okay, so does The Rock take the pin? Why the fuck would you have The Rock take a pin and lose? It does, it goes like that. But at the same time, we should find a way, yes, to ban the Bloodline from ringside, because if they're not, Roman's just going to hold that title for a whole other year. So that's why I don't really have any feelings towards it yet. At first, I was all, fuck it. I've been doing this show for you with, I've been on this show for two fucking years. And I've never once said I liked Cody Rhodes. I hated that motherfucker. But you know what? I'm kind of starting to want this guy to win. I'm kind of starting to root for Cody a little more every week, because although this might have been the plan, although, you know, whatever, I don't like where any of this is going. CM Punk getting hurt really fucked up WrestleMania, in my opinion. In my opinion. You know, WrestleMania is going to be an hour away, and I'm not going to be there, and I'm not even upset, because one, I can watch the show way better from my fucking TV. But it's not that they brought in The Rock or, you know, David LaGreca. You know David LaGreca? Yeah, busted open yeah, radio. Busted shout open. Out to David LaGreca. I agree with a lot of that man's takes when it comes to this. He's kind of the guy who's convinced me to, like, cheer for Cody, because The Rock just coming in at when, you know, they've even teased just the whole thing between Cody and Roman. I thought we were going to get a whole build-up just Roman and Cody, but now we added The Rock? And I think that has to do with CM Punk's injury. I do, because I don't think Seth Rollins was ever supposed to get involved with the Bloodline situation. I don't think The Rock was supposed to get involved. I just think CM Punk's injury kind of, and I hate to say that because why are we talking about CM Punk, right? But it's the truth in my opinion. I don't understand. I don't understand this storyline, Roman or Cody and Seth being buddy buddy, Rock and Roman not currently beefing right now when they teased it. Them teasing Cody and Roman multiple times after the WrestleMania 39 main event last year. You know, that was going to happen again. I just don't know how to feel. But I know for one, I know damn well right now, I want Cody Rhodes to finish that fucking story.
I hear you. I agree. I couldn't. That's okay.
I was long, but that's literally the only thing that was worth talking about on the show, besides my GOAT Rey Mysterio coming.
Your thoughts too about this match wouldn't have happened really if Punk didn't get hurt. So you could kind of tell with how quick it kind of came up and how they're
right.
And I think the only way this is going to play out, and I was talking about this before when I was watching SmackDown, is if Rock, but the only thing you did, well, here's what could happen. Rock could turn on Roman during the match, hit him with a rock bottom people's elbow, have Cody pin Roman or somebody. I know that sounds stupid because it's like,
say that again.
Have Rock hit like a rock bomb or people's elbow on Roman, turn on him. Either
I think that's gonna happen anyway. Why? Okay, real quick.
Have Roman lose, and then have Rock, like, you know, do the pose. Have fire.
This is what I don't understand.
And then have.
I forgot to. Oh, go ahead. My bad.
No. I just said that the way to end it was, you know, my thought could be have Roman lose to Cody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have, you know, Rock bottom people's elbow. Cody pins Roman, Rock poses, fireworks go off, Cody, Seth are, you know, and then you see Roman. Roman's looking nervous because he just got pinned. Now everything is gonna, you know, now he could lose it all. But then if that happened, I wouldn't want to see Roman lose it the next night, because then it's kind of like, but that's the only way, especially with the way The Rock is still doing the L. Paul Heyman is now
that's where I'm getting at.
He's
That's what
looking
I'm
at
getting
The
at.
Rock like, he doesn't trust him. The
Yep.
Rock looked upset when he had to acknowledge him and when he's took the mic, when Roman took the mic from him. So there's all these different little moments where The
But
Rock kind of hurt.
you basically touched on what I was gonna say, but to add something real quick, I like that take. I think the complete opposite's gonna happen. Think Seth Rollins is gonna be the one to turn on Cody. And I do think the Bloodline interferes at
But
Wrestle.
then you
I
got
hate
to
to say it.
remember, they're
Okay, go
doing
ahead.
Seth's match with Drew is night two. So then it's like, are we supposed to then go into night two, like hating on Seth and rooting for Drew?
Yeah.
They're going, yeah.
I think so. Yeah. No. I'm not kidding. Yeah. I do. I think everybody on Twitter, and I hate to say Twitter because oof, but that's just and in this day, that's how I communicate with some of my wrestling fans because I don't have any wrestling friends or fans, around here. I think that they people want Drew McIntyre to win that world title. I mean, even though he's done it before, Brock Lesnar, whatever, Royal Rumble winner, he didn't do it in front of a crowd. I think people are naturally already behind Drew McIntyre. I think they're naturally already behind Drew McIntyre. So if Seth turns on Cody, I mean, I don't know. There's
The only
it sucks
problem
with
with
this
that,
situation. It
yeah, I
sucks
just
with like
want to
heels and baby faces nowadays. Heels and baby faces nowadays are really hard because, I mean, look at Swerve in AEW. He's a heel, but
Mm-hmm.
yet everyone loves the motherfucker. He comes out, whose house? The entire building goes Swerve's house. Like he's and even though Dominic Mysterio is a heel, the booze, people like to do the booze just because of it's a part of it. Like people like it. Like that's how I feel with Drew McIntyre in this situation. Like people want him to beat Seth Rollins. People want Seth Rollins to get it's just like Roman, except Seth actually hasn't had the title. It's just okay, Seth has fought everybody he could. He's done a lot for the title. Like give it to somebody else. But that's what it is. That's why I think if you do turn Seth Rollins, because I hate to say it, but I think Seth is gonna lose it. I think he's taking a break. So yeah.
I
I think the
mean,
opposite's gonna
I
happen.
could see, you know what I could see happening if they're gonna have.
I'm gonna transfer this to my phone.
Okay.
Take me 2 seconds.
That's
Well,
okay.
actually, no, keep going because I'm just gonna stay and join through the other one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Where was my train? The only way I think that that would work for Seth to turn would be if. And we're being connected, would be if Seth were to cost Cody in the main event of night two, because then Seth loses the title and then he hurts Cody and then he's out for a bit and then he comes back and finishes his thing with Cody.
Maybe that could I wouldn't mind that. So like essentially, I don't know. Like, see, the thing about it is like I like Roman Reigns. I just don't fanboy for him anymore because all the fans made it really obnoxious. Like all the Roman diehards made it like really hard. But like my thing about like if you take the belt, like I want Cody to win. Because like Roman's had the title for whatever, but if you do take the title off Roman, it's like, why? Like I don't know. Like if they, I'm at the point now too where if they keep that title, like if I hear 1, 2, 3 and Roman's still champ, am I gonna be upset? Kinda, but it's like there's still a lot. There's people think it his run's over. Like no, he can still do a program with fucking CM Punk. He has beef with Seth Rollins again that they're doing on screen. I mean, there's more that they could do with Roman Reigns. And I don't know if I'd be honestly mad if he too pissed off in the long run. At the moment, I'm gonna be very heated. But It's like Cody's. What's Cody gonna do with his title reign? He ain't gonna have it for 3 fucking years.
Well, I think we'll see what direction WWE is gonna go in based on the fans want Cody to win, and I feel like the back would probably root for more Roman. So I wonder what they're gonna do at Mania. But we'll, you know, we have like what, like 38 days now.
Yeah, it's close, dude.
Coming soon. Well, let's talk about our first match. We have Tiffany Stratton defeating Naomi after a prettiest moonsault ever. A lot of fans, including myself, kind of feel bad for Naomi. She was a TNA Knockouts champion just last 2 months ago, and bro, now she doesn't even get it.
Rock took 40 minutes of... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I understand why, like, people are upset, yes. But... they're trying to build Tiffany Stratton. Like you just said, Naomi, Trinity, she's already fucking established. Mm-hmm. Now, she's not a jobber, right? She's no way in hell have been disrespected like that by not getting an entrance. At the same time, in this situation, when you're trying to build somebody and The Rock just took 40 minutes of your fucking show, dude, they had to. Because then Rey Mysterio's coming out. You want more time for that, because let's be honest, that's more important. Because the whole LWO story, him and Santos are probably going to fight at WrestleMania. Like, there was more important. And then Randy, you're not going to cut Randy fucking Orton. Like, you're not going to cut Rey Mysterio, The Rock, Roman, and Randy Orton in the same night. You got to have those four do their thing. You got to cut something. And Naomi's entrance is long as fuck. So I don't think it's a problem. I think she'll, and now if they continue to do shit like this, then I'll switch my mind. But for this night, I get it.
Okay. I can respect that. I'm also a big Tiffany Stratton fan though. So I didn't really, you know, mind seeing her get the win, but I do hope they keep momentum behind Naomi. I don't want her to just kind of get lost in the scuffle. This next match, I was shocked. We see the Kabuki Warriors, the women's tag team champions, with the women's champion Io Sky taking on Dakota Kai and Bayley. And in this match, Dakota turns on Bayley, jumping off the ring apron. Kabuki Warriors attack. Dakota Kai slaps Bayley, and Damage Control taught Bayley and hold the title in her face. I knew that Damage Control was eventually going to turn. Well, Bayley at least is going to turn. And I knew that Dakota Kai was going to work with her for a bit, but I didn't think she was going to turn on her right away. Were you surprised with how quick the... Well, here he goes. He's saying goodbye to his... there he goes. He is in Pennsylvania right now.
Oh, I know. Hey.
That's all right. He's going. This is a
well,
young.
Matt, I heard what you. I heard your review.
We're just talking about the
what match. What match were we talking about?
The guy turning on Bayley. Were you surprised how quick it was?
Okay, so I was surprised how quick it was. Hold on, let me turn. Mic check. You hear me?
You're here, yes, sir.
All right. I didn't expect it to be that soon, honestly. I'm not gonna lie, though. I didn't know. Like, I kind of didn't expect it at all. Like, people are gonna call me dumb. Like, really? Like, she's gonna have somebody by her side going into this, but I guess this makes her the bigger baby face.
I was shocked. I was like, no way.
I was shocked. I mean, I didn't, because I'm sitting there watching, and I was like, she's gonna, something told me that, like, what if Dakota Kai, like, just... because it's a tag team. They did this literally with... this is literally how Asuka turned heel. The same exact way. So, like, I knew this was going to happen. So, like, it was good, though. I mean, I liked it. Like, I fuck with it. It's just... is Bayley going to be by herself going into this? Like, what? I don't know. I kind of want her to win, though. Io Sky sucks. Okay,
Okay. She's incredible in the ring. But I'm tired of that. You know what? I'm not even going to say this because I'm going to get labeled as a racist. All I'm saying is without her, without Dakota Kai talking for her, she's nothing. Which is why this all made sense. Which is why I'm happy they finally fucking acted. You know what? I switched what I just said. I'm happy they did this so soon. Because you know what? If you're going to build this, this was the first WrestleMania match that was announced. And there hasn't been a promo between them since. And what I mean by that is Io Sky still hasn't said anything. It's all been Bayley and Dakota. So since Io can't really speak well, that fans can understand, and that's no shade at all. No shade at all. She's incredible. I love her. Really nice. She needs Dakota Kai to do the promos for her. So that's where she comes in. So, yeah. This SmackDown was good. I enjoyed
it. It was good. There was a lot of like stuff unexpected.
It was better than last night's Raw, in my opinion.
Well, I agree. I think I was waiting for Dakota Kai to turn.
I need CM Punk on my TV to enjoy Raw. And I know he's only been on a couple Raw since he's been back, but I need that motherfucker on my TV.
I agree. I do miss seeing CM Punk. Let's move on, though. But yeah, I knew it was going to happen, but I didn't think it was going to happen that quick. Jay Cargill shows up and stares down Io Sky backstage. We see Bron Breakker defeating a jobber, nailing a spear to get the victory. I'm a big Bron Breakker fan, but there really wasn't anything to talk about with that one. We get our street fight next, Carlito versus Santos Escobar. And during this match, we see the return of Rey Mysterio. He comes down on crutches, and he ends up nailing the guy with Del Fantasma with crutch shots. And then Rey hits a 619 to Santos, and Carlito slams Santos through a table. Carlito gets the victory. Are you happy that Rey Mysterio is back on our screens?
Yeah, who wouldn't be? It's Rey Mysterio. Jeez. Absolutely. You know what? This is... Okay. Why... is Ray, or fuck, I had something really, really important that I needed to say. Oh, for you motherfuckers on Twitter talking about Rey Mysterio copied Hangman, Adam Page, never disrespect Rey Mysterio.
And also, too, this storyline has been going on for months. Like, he was in crutches in December
when I went to the takeover. Never disrespect Rey Mysterio by calling him. Saying he mocked Adam Page, first off. Second, of course I'm happy to see him back. People want a Dominic versus Rey part two at WrestleMania, but it's like the story they told last year going into it, you can't beat it. I mean, they told the story going from October to 2022 till WrestleMania. What are they going to do? Rey Mysterio, now Dominic goes on SmackDown and... Too late. Should Ray now? You can if Ray's gonna have a WrestleMania match, Santos is obviously the logical sense, right? They've been beefing. He turned. I think Santos is gonna be his next. I think him and Dom. You can't tell the story that those two told, and people weren't interested in it. But you know. Just Dominic being that douchey son, Ray being the dad, like I've heard Cornette, Eric Bischoff, of Russo. I've heard a lot of these guys who weren't as interested in it first. And I'm getting to this because this has to do with what we're seeing now. Everyone was like, I wasn't interested. Like, but because they told a story, they were like, this is fucking great. Santos is still telling that same story. It's just it's different. It's just not his real son. But, you know, turning on him, you know, I thought this was us. We started, like, it's there. Like, you don't need a Dom and Ray part two. Like, I'm sorry. But you can't tell a better story than last year. So this is perfect for Ray. Happy to see him back. Zelina, what are you going to do at WrestleMania this year? You know, I'm kind of, you know, thinking, you know, about what you said to me still. So hopefully I still see you on that WrestleMania card and But if you're not, I mean, hey, can't win them all, right? At least one Boricua is going to be on that card. And his name is Senor Money in the Bank. And he's going to win the WWE Championship. He's cashing in. He's cashing in. He's going to steal Drew McIntyre's moment. I'm calling him.
Listen, I don't know what's going to happen with Drew with Damian Priest, but I do know that next our main event, we got Austin Theory and Randy Orton. Randy gets the victory after an RKO, after Grayson Waller attacks Orton, then Kevin Owens comes out and nails a stunner, and we'll probably get a tag match between these two next week. Good to see Orton, but really nothing special about the ending to SmackDown.
This match really was great. I mean, Randy's a fucking icon, so he'll make anything look perfect. But Austin Theory had some botches in the match. You know, he fucked up that one top rope move. Had some bad angles. You know, timing was kind of off. Randy kind of obviously carried because he's perfect. His timing was perfect. You know, you can hear. I definitely saw some, you know, calls, you know, like referee always checked up on Theory. Like, I think Theory, you know, I like Theory. Maybe they're trying to push him. I don't know if Triple H has something against him. I he hasn't done anything since Vince is gone. So I don't know. Randy's perfect. What's next for Randy? I mean, we haven't seen Logan Paul. The only complaint I'm going to say about this episode of SmackDown was we saw no Logan Paul. We saw no United States Championship mentioned. We saw nothing, heard nothing. Well, what are they doing, a qualifying for the United States? What's that about? Did that start yet? Or
no, they're doing a gauntlet for the Intercontinental.
Okay, that's what I'm getting with. I thought they were doing. See, that's what I'm saying. They need to do something like that for the U.S.
I hear you, man. I mean, I know, but I feel like with Logan Paul, he's going to come and go. So, I mean, but he definitely will probably take on Orton at Mania.
But you get the title. Him and Randy are feuding. I mean, he fucking caused Randy the Elimination Chamber.
I know. I
he get caused it. Randy a chance to have a WrestleMania match. I mean, I'm so. Look, I was. Right? Have I not been saying forever since I've been back on the show for like almost a year ago? I've been saying we're getting LA Knight and Logan Paul at WrestleMania. I don't think that's the case. And if we do, it's going to be a triple threat match, which I'm fine with because one of my favorite WrestleMania matches in this modern era, like when I was in high school, was the WrestleMania 34 match with like The Miz, Seth Rollins, and Finn. That was probably the best match I've seen at WrestleMania in a long time. I just love that style of wrestling. But they can do a triple threat like that. If you do want to get LA Knight involved in the picture, maybe he could win it. But if you're going to, you have to put Randy. Not have to, but, I mean, imagine a WrestleMania card with Randy Orton and he's not on it.
No, he's definitely going to be involved. That means
he's going to be fucking on the card. So he's not going against Solo. He's, I think, put him in the United States Championship picture.
I think
have a match.
It'll probably be a triple threat. Or I don't know what they're going to do. But this was a decent episode of SmackDown. We only got 3 minutes left. So it was a good episode. We're still on the road to Mania. We saw The Rock. You missed Logan Paul, which is okay because he'll probably show up.
Don't miss Logan Paul. I just need him on the show so he can get somewhere with that United States Championship match at Mania.
I hear you. Well, all right. With that, we've covered everything for SmackDown. We'll be back with our Raw recap, Revolution. I'll be dropping soon. I'll have you join me on that when you're free. And we will be coming with you with new stuff. So until next time, stay safe.
I can't wait to talk about that beautiful.
Yeah, it was good. So far, I've enjoyed it. I still have a couple more matches to watch, but it was good so far. But till next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.